96.3. Second date update.
All right, we got Derek on the line. Derek gave us a call, went out with Gail, had a great first date. Unfortunately, there was no second date, and he'd like one, so we're going to see if we can help him out. So first of all, Derek, tell everybody how you met Gail.
I met on the dating app. Plenty of fish.
Okay. And that led to a date, and obviously. What did you guys do on your date?
We did something pretty low-key and chill. I wanted to keep it casual, so I invited her to play mini-golf, and we met at the mini-golf spot.
And how did that go?
And that went well. I let her win.
Oh, you let her win. Okay.
Yeah. And then I took her out for ice cream after that.
Okay. So that, like you said, you wanted to keep it low-key and chill. Do you feel that was the appropriate path to take for date number one?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, I think like mini golf and ice cream is a great icebreaker for sure.
But you're calling us. Are we correct in assuming there was no second date?
Yeah. You know, I was really hoping that I'd be able to see her again, but unfortunately, she hasn't returned my calls or my texts.
Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we get you a second date, okay?
I'd appreciate it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, we've gotten a hold of Gail, and she's agreed to come on the air with us. So, Gail, do you remember going out with Derek?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Well, he said that you guys met on Plenty of Fish, had a low-key first date, kind of fun, went out and played some mini-golf, and then got ice cream. Then he said he never heard from you after that and asked us to give you a call on his behalf.
Yeah, so mini-golf and ice cream, it's kind of like an ideal first date, you know. But I didn't go out with him again because he came to the date barefoot.
Wait,
what do you mean barefoot?
Like without shoes.
Literally. I mean,
like he,
the feet were bare.
Are you saying like was he wearing flip-flops or
nope.
He had no shoes on?
Yep.
That's just kind of weird.
As my friend says, the grippers were out.
Oh no.
Well, he said you guys went for ice cream afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. And he was fine walking on the pavement, walking on the grass.
Did you ask him why?
He says that he rarely wears shoes and that he just feels really comfortable without them.
Well, what about when you went out for ice cream? Did they let him in without shoes?
Well, it was one of those kind of food truck ice cream places where we just got it from the side of like the truck. So
oh,
got it.
So you're just out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And the fact that you just really want to date someone who's into shoes. That's why you didn't call him back.
Yeah. I don't mean to be mean, but his feet were really gross. And it just seemed really strange to me to live that way.
Okay. No.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, like we said, he asked us to give you a call on his behalf. He said nothing about this at all. He's on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation just to kind of see where his head is on all this?
Uh-huh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Derek, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Gail.
Hi.
Is it true what Gail said, that you didn't wear shoes on the date?
I mean, that is true, but I can't believe you called my feet gross.
I mean, I get it, because you're walking around everywhere without shoes on, but it makes your feet really dirty.
Yeah, but
like, you think about the bottom of shoes, that's the bottom of your feet. They've been everywhere.
Can we ask you a question, Derek? I mean, if you did a second date, would you wear shoes, like, if we sent you out to eat somewhere?
I mean, I know, like, a lot of good places to go that don't require shoes, so, you know, I'd probably prefer to go to a place like that. You know, like, the mini-golf place, you know, that's outside, and the food truck was outside. It's kind of why I picked those places.
You know, Derek, I understand being one with the earth. I kind of do that on my lawn, though. Do you think maybe when you go on concrete, especially in the summer, how do you do that?
I mean, I've built up like a fairly thick calluses on the bottom of my feet. So, you know, it doesn't really affect me. You know, I wear shoes when it's cold sometimes, like when it's really cold. But, you know, other than that, I'm a lot more comfortable just barefoot. And it doesn't really affect me.
Do you wear shoes for work?
I mean, like I said, you know, sometimes when it's really cold, but I'm a landscaper. So, you know, I'm outside all the time. So I don't really need shoes for work.
Knowing that, Gail, if we were to pick up the tab for date number two into a barefoot-friendly place, would you have any interest in going out with Derek a second time?
I mean, he's really nice, but I just don't think it's a fit.
If Derek wore shoes on the date, maybe would you be more interested if that were the scenario?
Whoa. Who said anything about wearing shoes? I'm not wearing shoes.
All right, never mind. I thought I'd just throw that out there as a possibility. Gail, you're a good sport to come on the air. I do appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Derek, has this ever been an issue before that, you know, girls weren't interested because you weren't wearing shoes?
I mean, this is honestly the first that I've really, like, heard somebody, you know, kind of say it that explicitly. So, yeah, I'd say this is the first.
Well, maybe you should think about it. Maybe that's why you're not getting second dates.
You know, maybe you should take off your shoes and explore the world a little bit. You know, it might open your mind.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.